Yes, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of medication review for comprehensive counseling incorporation. Date of ovulation is Monday, October 21st, 2024. All this patient was seen via doxy. Patient had given telehealth appointment, consent for telehealth appointment. First patient is Charles Mamie. Her date of birth is 11/29/1943. Her telephone number is 313-410-0638. Subjective and objective data. Mamie wanted to talk on phone. Her sister Lula was also there during communication. Mamie has been undergoing a lot of anxiety, sadness, and unnecessary thoughts. She is living in a extended facility independently, often feeling lonely, and does not have much social interaction. She is a 2-year-old. A African-American female has been maintained on mirtazapine 7.5 milligram at bedtime for sleep. For the last month or so, she started having feeling of sadness and depression. Several options was discussed, including increasing the doses of mirtazapine to 15 milligram or if tolerable, then 30 milligram to control her depression and anxiety. If it does not work, we can consider some other options. It was also noted that last month she was admitted to Beaumont Hospital because of some anxiety episodes. From there, she was transferred to the nursing home where she was started on syrup while 50 milligram daily. However, she was not able to tolerate and does not want to continue that medication. Therefore, all the medication was discontinued and she was continued taking mirtazapine 7.5 milligram at bedtime. To which she was doing okay. She is still concerned and ambivalent about other options. Today, it was further explained that if she denies any voices or any paranoid delusion, she has been sleeping fair, but concern about other options. It was further explained since she is not having any symptom psychosis or any other anxiety, she should continue mirtazapine to 15 milligram at bedtime and make sure and should monitor at least for another couple weeks before I decide to change her medication. Sometimes she has some memory lapses, but she does not accept and does not want to make any changes in her treatment. Her sister was also counseled her and explained her about the recommendation that she should continue taking mirtazapine 15 milligram at bedtime and I will be monitored every 2 weeks before deciding any other options. To which she agreed. She was alert, oriented, slim, African-American female. Mood was euthymic. Affect was anxious. Speech was clear. Denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts. Denies any hallucination. Patient was counseled, encouraged outdoor activities, and try to interact with the resident of the same area. Period. To see assessment. Depressive disorder NOS. Period of anxiety. No over-psychosis, any suicidal homicidal behavior. Plan, I have recommended to increase the dose of mirtazapam to 15 milligram at bedtime, and 30-day supply was make, since she want every 2 weeks for follow-up. I further explain her sister also that she should be there. That will help her to make her understand about her ongoing treatment. End of dictation. Next relation is Robinson Elizabeth, Robinson Elizabeth. Her date of birth is 5/24/1981. Telephone number is 402-415-7872. Elizabeth is a 43-year-old married Caucasian female who was supposed to come to the clinic, but she changed her mind and liked to be on video. Patient has history of bipolar depression and subdiscrantic movement of the mouth. During last evaluation, I have recommended valbenazine, V-A-L, benazine, B-E-N-A-Z-I-N-E, a specific medication for tardive dyskinesia, which was not approved by the insurance. Therefore, amantadine, 100 milligram twice a day, was started to help her movement, which she noticed some improvement. She was also given clonopin 0.5 milligram at bedtime, off and on for anxiety, and Paxil was added 20 milligram for depression. Today she was saying that she is feeling better, and she has taken only for last few days, but she feels, she is very positive that things will improve. She is also on Lamictal, 100 milligrams twice a day. Seroquel 200 milligrams daily. She has been sleeping very good, eating all right, denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts. She was alert, oriented, mood was, euthymic effect was appropriate, speech was clear. Oral dyskinetic movement is little better. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She wanted to increase the dose of amantadine to 3 times a day. I further explain that if she like and does not have any side effect, is not a problem. Assume bipolar mood is depressed with period of anxiety, oral dyskinetic movement with mild tremors in the hand. Plan, continue on Lamictal 100 mg BID, Seroquel 200 mg at bedtime, Paxil in doses increased to 30 mg daily, amantadine 100 mg 3 times a day. I will continue for some time 0.5 milligram clonopin, which she can use on a PRN basis for anxiety. I further explain these two clonopin and amantadine is a non-specific medication since she is not been approved of valbenazine, which is specifically used for tardive dyskinesia. Prognosis guided, a follow-up panel was given in 2 weeks. Next relation in Niemann-Kipp, N-I-E-M-A-N-K-I-P, date of birth is 12/16/1988. Telephone number is 586-260-0940. Subject name Ajita. Niemann is a 35-year-old single Caucasian male who has been in treatment for bipolar disorder. Niemann indicates that his depression is not gone. He is still feeling somewhat depressed. Other treatment options was discussed. However, I further explained that he should try, since he was doing good on lithium. Other options are sometimes difficult. But again, I have just started Lamictal to 50 milligram twice a day. He has taken only 25 milligram. I further explain the role of this medication is to control bipolar depression as a maintenance dose. He is on Wellbutrin XL 300 mg daily, Fluoxetine 60 mg daily, and Clonopin 0.5 mg at bedtime. He is also seen a therapist for a long time. Patient was given other options. Since he is right now working in New York, he feels that probably it is good for him that he should be seeing psychiatrist on a regular basis over there. I describe it is a good idea so that he can at least once a week or twice a month to which agreed he was alert, oriented, his mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, he denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion, his judgment sight seems to be good, patient has completed PhD and has been working sometime remote, other times face-to-face, patient has been on Wellbutrin XL 300 mg 12 hours early, Clonopin 0.5 mg at bedtime, Lamictal 50 mg twice a day, Fluoxetine 60 mg daily, a 30-day supply was ordered, a follow-up appointment was given in 30 days, prognosis guarded. Patient was also explained that gradually I will increase the dose of Lamictal to 100 mg twice a day before may switch over to any other medication, prognosis guarded. Next question is Gay, G-A-Y-E, Francis, F-R-A-N-C-E-S. Date of birth is 1-9-1976. Telephone number is 248-310-2768. Subject to Ajra. Francis is a 48-year-old married African-American female. She has been in treatment for schizoaffective disorder and has been taking aripiprazole 30 mg daily, Benadryl 25 mg at bedtime, and Cogentin 1 mg BID for off and on if she develops any tremor. She was also started on Tegretol XR 200 mg as mood stabilizer, but she described that she does not like the medication, therefore she stopped it. Period. Although she was alert and oriented, her mood was euthymic, affect was pleasant, speech was clear. She denies any conflict with in relationship with her husband, and she claimed that she also taking her medication regularly. Patient was explained that it is up to her to make sure that she should continue taking her full doses of aripiprazole to maintain her stability. She promised that she has been taking her medication. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was euthymic, affect per present. Speech was clear. Thought process organized. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She admits that she has a good relationship with her husband and does not have any problem. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia or restlessness. Patient was provided education about the medication, support, and insight into an ongoing difficulties. Assessment schizoaffective disorder. Continue on Abilify 30 mg daily, Benadryl 25 mg twice a day, and Cogentin 1 mg BID PRN. Since he is not taking Tegretol, it will be discontinued. Prognosis guarded. Next question on AIDS Rosemary, YATES, Rosemary ROSEMARY. Date of birth is 10-9-1950. Telephone number is 586-731-0776. Subject to Anjita, Rosemary, 74-year-old, Caucasian female who has been treatment for bipolar disorder and has been maintained on Depakote 750 mg daily and Zoloft 100 mg daily. She described the medication has been helping her and she is all right. She has been getting refill of the prescription for her primary care doctor, Dr. Keiko. Period. She, for the last month or so, she was complaining about pain in the right leg. She was seen by physician and they have get an x-ray and diagnosed having a torn ligament for which MRI was recommended and physical therapy was recommended. She is going for physical therapy and is going to do MRI very soon. She described that since she has been using a cane and going for physical therapy, she is feeling little relief. She, otherwise, she was alert-oriented. Patient was provided support, insight, and encouragement about her ongoing difficulties, and she has been dealing in a positive way. She was happy, pleasant. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. There was no involuntary movement. Her judgment sight is better. She described that she, after MRI, she will definitely know exactly what would be the treatment plan. I agreed with her. Assessment, major depressive disorder, bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically improved. Right knee torn meniscus. Continue with the supportive plan. Patient will get refill of prescription from Dr. Kako, the primary care physician. Prognosis guarded. Next question is Gary, G-A-R-Y, Gary, Kolaski, Kolakowski. Date of birth is 10/23/1965. Telephone number is 313-220-1067. Subject to Ajita. Gary is a 58-year-old Caucasian male living with his family. Has been undergoing treatment for her pain in the cervical region, for which a spinal cord stimulator was recommended and getting approval from the insurance company. He described that that's the only pain he has. Otherwise, a spinal cord stimulator, which is placed in her lumbar region, it has been helping him a lot. Patient has STF, dysautonomia, hypertension, low heart rate, chronic back pain, and has been on seeing pain management, seeing neurologist, and also a primary care physician. And yet he was alert and oriented. His mood was euthymic, affect was pleasant, speech was clear. He described he's feeling better only when the pain is there, then depression get better. Patient has been doing fairly well and described that despite all this medical situation, he is trying to make it and has been trying to control his behavior. I also appreciate his motivation, self-control, and minimum involvement of the treatment for the pain and other medication. He is maintained on Wellbutrin XL 150 mg daily, which has been helping his mood, improve his appetite, also decrease anxiety, and also feel positive about himself. He was alert, oriented, his mood was pleasant, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, there was no suicidal thoughts, any symptoms of hallucination, delusion. He was positive about his improvement and thinking about in a positive way and would not bother any family members or demanding any other medication. Assessment, major depressive disorder, no suicidal thoughts or any symptoms of psychosis or mood swings, dysautonomia, chronic back pain with spinal cord stimulator, cervical thoracic pain, for which he will be subjected for spinal cord stimulator in the cervical region. Continue with the supportive care and the plan. He described he has substance medication for next month. Prognosis guarded. Make an appointment for 30 days. End of dictation. Next relation is on Cyborg David. His date of birth is 6/23/1977. Telephone number is 586-422-4840. Subject to Ajita. David is a 47-year-old, single Caucasian male, has history of paranoid schizophrenia, was involved in a confrontation with the police while he was in gas station on October 23, around 10 or 11 o'clock. He claimed that he went there to buy a sandwich, but somehow he was pursued by the police officer and he did not stop the car until he got home and until he got to his dad home, where he was arrested. And since then a court case was filed and his attorney has been working for that. Today he reported that court has recommended that he should be evaluated. He does not need to go to the forensic center for psychological evaluation. He will be seen by Terry Rose, a probation officer, and having a court date on November 13. Mr. David described that he is not anxious or depressed, but is concerned about his whole situation. I further explained the role of medication, including flufenazine 5 mg twice a day, can control his paranoid thoughts in combination with Japraxia 20 mg daily. However, and I also explained that this combination of medication can cause weight gain, metabolic changes, involuntary tremors, akathisia, dyskinetic movement, for which either he take Benadryl or Cogentin. However, so far he denies any such side effect. He was alert-oriented. His mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. His speech was clear. He denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any oddity of visual hallucinations or any personal feeling, but he is anxious about whole situation. Assessment schizophrenia, chronic paranoid, pending court case. Continue with the supportive plan. A 30-day supply was ordered. Patient was further explained to monitor for any tremors, dyskinesia or akathisia, and if any symptoms occur, he should report to me. A follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. End of dictation. Next location is Randall Shaila, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, Shaila, S-H-A-L-Y-A. Date of birth is 6/11/1989. Telephone number is 586-354-8053. Subjective agenda. Shaila is a 35-year-old Caucasian female living with her boyfriend. She recently delivered, about 11 days ago, she delivered a baby, male baby. She was, after delivery, she was feeling somewhat sad. Her blood pressure gone up, for which her medication Labetalol was adjusted, and she was also given Lexapro 10 mg daily, which she wanted to refill the prescription. I further discussed that right now, has she been feeling depressed? She denies any depression, sadness, mood swings. She was feeling down, but now she is feeling better. She denies any mood swings, denies any problem with sleep or appetite, denies any feeling of hopelessness, helplessness, worthlessness, or any symptoms of hallucination or delusion. I further explained this is a postpartum period. Sometime this depression and anxiety can come with a angry mood or paranoid thoughts. She should be very careful. If such thought occurs, she should report to the family and call the office, period. To which she agreed. She also she has been taking only Adderall 20 mg once a day and Lexapro 10 mg daily. Therefore, amphetamine 10 mg was discontinued and Lexapro 10 mg daily was given for 30 days. Risk, benefit, side effect, explained. Period. Verbal consent was obtained. Patient was also educated about the postpartum mood changes in the form of depression, anxiety, or bipolarity, to which she believes that she is doing all right and does not have any such symptoms. A follow-up patient has been followed by her primary care physician and also by gynecologist. Continue with the supportive care, and I will send a prescription for Adderall 20 mg daily and Lexapro 10 mg daily for 30 days. Follow appointment was given in 30 days. Next location is Wendy, W-I-N-D-U-I Smith, Murphy Smith Wendy, Murphy, M-U-R-F-E-Y Smith Wendy. Date of birth is 8/22/1962. Date of birth is telephone number is 586-278-8679. Subjective answer. Wendy is a 62-year-old married of Caucasian female having history of bipolar depression. She has been doing good on Wellbutrin XL 300 mg daily and Abilify 15 mg daily. Today she talked to me on phone and does not want to go on video, as she was driving with her husband to go to take her husband for the doctor's appointment. She was alert-oriented, her moods were pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Her judgment sight is improved. Assessment bipolar mood disorder, symptomatic stable, making improvement, more motivation and improve activities. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days, end of dictation. Next situation is on Stony Cipher Catherine. S-T-O-N-E-C-I-P-H-E-R, Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-E. Her date of birth is 3/1/1990, telephone number 313-391-7214. Subjective and adjective, 34-year-old, Caucasian female, has been history of bipolar mood disorder, past history of polysubstance abuse. Currently, she has not been using any drugs or alcohol, has been compliant with the medications, and claimed that she has been doing good. There is no mood swing, books saying that in no suicidal thoughts, had any depression or anxiety, season citalopram 40 milligram daily, lametrazone 150 milligram daily, olanzapine 5 milligram at bedtime, cogentin 1 milligram daily, and diazepam 2 milligram tablet. 10 tablets she can use off and on when she gets too much anxious. Today she reported that she was in a doctor's office to with her baby. She took her baby for evaluation of autism. Patient denies any side effect of the medication. She has been compliant with the treatment. There was no involuntary movement and his symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. This benefit side effect explained. Patient was described, otherwise he is feeling fine. As a bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable, no side effect. Plan, I will continue the same medication. Prescription for 30 days was sent. A follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. End of relation. Next relation, Sherry Rose Jackson, S-H-E-R-E, Rose, R-O-S-E, Jackson. Date of birth is 1-5-1988. Telephone number is 313-718-3469. Subjective agita. Sherry is a 36-year-old Caucasian African-American female living with her mother. Described that she has been feeling good, sleeping, eating good, denies any mood swings, denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any nightmares or flashbacks. She described medication has been doing good. She was complaining about itching her body, which I explained that probably could be because of the heat. If the heat is on, it may cause. Benadryl is not going to help her. She can use some body lotion. To which agreed, patient also encouraged that she, since she is doing very well, she should go out with her mother and try to some involved in outdoor activities. Patient also been seen by therapist and she is very happy with the improvement. Patient has been on gabapentin 100 milligram twice a day, trazodone 50 milligram at bedtime, cogentin 1/2 milligram BID, Decorate 4 milligram transmucosal gum, Divaloprex 250 milligram BID, Zola 50 milligram daily, Suraco 100 milligram bedtime, and Haldol 10 milligrams twice a day. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Risk benefit side effect was further explained, and it was recommended that she should be careful about the combination of medication. If she develops any tremors, akathisia, restlessness, she should report to me. To which she agreed. Her mother was, she is living with her mother who is also working for health facility and monitor her behavior and describes she is doing fine. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, continue with the supportive plan, reality orientation, supportive therapy, a 30-day supply was ordered, follow-up appointment was given in 30 days, end of dictation. Next question is Nivenika Bojin. Date of birth is 4-2-1949. Telephone number is 586-751-6275. Subjective agita. Nivenika is a 75-year-old married Caucasian female who has been in treatment for major depression with anxiety. I further review her medication and explain her that she can continue taking Cymbalta 20 milligram daily, but clonopin she take only when it is needed. I am giving only for anxiety, otherwise I will gradually reduce the dose. To which she agrees. She also described that she is walked a little bit but not too much because of her diabetes. I further discussed that she should continue with the treatment, but physical activity is very important, and the tiredness and fatigue can occur with the clonopin. To which she agreed and she will listen and follow redirection. Patient was alert, oriented, her mood was euthymic, affect was pleasant, the speech was clear, there was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination or illusion, her judgment size seems to be okay. Assessment, major depressive disorder with fear of anxiety, history of diabetes mellitus, continue with increased physical activities and try to emulate and go for a walk with her husband, progress is guarded, end of depression. Next relation is a Scar phone, S-E-A-R-F-O-N-E brand. Date of birth is 2-26-1994. Telephone number is 313-316-5364. Brand described, overall he is doing all right, but for the last couple of weeks when he get up in the morning, he feels somewhat foggy and drowsy and not happy. Period. The reason I discussed with the brand, the reason is unclear. only thing when he wake up in the morning, he should not think about the job or think about his stress. Try to relax, take deep breathing exercise, desensitization of the situation, and try to work on it. He has a patient was dealing his anxiety by using Ativan, 0.5 milligrams twice a day. I gradually decrease the dose to only once a day. I started him on Buspirone 10 milligrams twice a day, Trazodone 50 milligrams daily, and Venlafaxine 150 milligrams daily. He was alert and oriented. His mood was euthymic, affect was restricted. He described that he is sleeping all right with the medication, but the problem occurred only when he wake up. I further discussed that his anxiety, the reason for his anxiety is unclear. Maybe he is too much anxious about his job, period. For similar reason, a cognitive behavior would be worthwhile. I give some guideline and also encourage maybe a therapist should help him, period. In the meantime, I further explain that if you feel anxious, to avoid not to take Ativan during midday, try to take in the morning and see whether it can help him. Otherwise, continue with the Buspirone, Trazodone 50 milligrams, Venlafaxine 50 milligrams daily. Risk, benefit, side effects, I explain. Period. There was no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hopelessness, helplessness, worthlessness, or any symptoms of hallucination or delusion. Judgment size seems to be fine. Assessment, generalized anxiety disorder. Rule out major depressive disorder. Plan, continue the current plan. Consider cognitive behavioral therapy. Education about the medication. Mindfulness therapy. And deep breathing exercise in the morning. Prognosis guarded. Follow-up amendment was given in 30 days. End of dictation.